Welcome to Rollfair, a role-playing podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Wizard. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I am Ryan playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad playing Arden the Wizard.
I'm Kayla playing Kaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
I'm Austin playing Sheru the Tortle.
I am Ben, the role-playing human ranger.
The what?
The role-playing.
Role-playing.
Oh, I thought you said role-playing.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar, the fire genasi, or fire person.
Oh, yeah. I'm a turtle.
This episode's going to come out like so much later. No, it's going to be so old news by that.
It's our protest. Our protest. Anyway, so, last time, the party has found themselves sitting on the floor of ages past. Hang on.
What?
Oh, I misread that.
What?
So, sitting on the floor of ages past, the Red Sands has found themselves alone on a dragon's treasure hoard.
Woo!
Sheru, having tricked Uragdeen into a toast of their mutual agreement to trap Suriname, mutual agreement, upon being deceived with magic, he consumed a Shadowfell potion and vanished to the other realm. Looting quickly what they can, they must now decide if they will risk lingering to obtain more or try and escape with what treasures they have already pilfered. Not knowing the way out and having no idea how quickly Uragdeen will remain in the Shadowfell, careful choices must be made if they are to escape with their spoils and the sword that Suriname desired. So, everyone except Alton is doing what?
My plan was to grab the boots and run, so...
Okay.
I really think we should get out of here as quickly as possible.
Just a point of reference, are there any books or scrolls laying about?
Make an investigation check.
Am I nearby you?
Yes.
Guidance himself.
But he doesn't.
I never do, because I'm terrible at that. So with guidance...
Yeah.
I got 13.
13? Okay. You do find... one scroll laying near you.
I just picked that up like, that's all I need.
It's a cantrip.
Probably.
It's a centerfold.
It's a, yeah,
of a dragon. Yes.
A beautiful silver dragon.
Oh, not in a blue dragon's treasure hoard. Are you kidding me? They hate them.
That's true.
What if it's a dragon turtle?
It's like, ooh, it's like, enjoy that. We're like the furry drawn, like, like dragons.
Oh gosh.
Anyway. So,
currently running toward the door.
Running towards the door. Grab a scroll, running towards the door, running towards the door.
Yeah.
Running towards Reyna.
naturally.
Yeah, because after I picked up stuff, I was going to go see if I could figure out the exit. So, like, you know, because I could see kind of, I know it didn't help a lot, but see if I could figure out how to get out.
Okay. From here, you guys know exactly the way out.
Oh, I thought you said just before that.
We know where the entrance Suriname took us to, and that's mm-hmm. the one we're running to.
It was this one and this one.
That one.
Yeah, when you guys came into the treasure hoard the first time, you knew how to get here. You were not blindfolded or anything.
This is still on.
So you know how to get out.
I mean, like out of
the cave system,
the
yes.
whole system, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we weren't dragged through the cave system the first time.
Yeah, Suriname led you through it.
Oh, okay.
The dragon's horde is the living
Sorry,
room.
Sorry, we
place.
Were. When were we blindfolded? And what
after
did we?
After you met the dragon.
And
then we were taken like this way or something.
Gotcha. So now that we're at the dragon, we know how to get out. Okay. Got it. Sorry. Okay. But you said in the intro we didn't know how we were.
Yeah.
Is we're going to be able to get out or not? Like, so that's why I was.
Well, we wouldn't able to get out if we were stupid and stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, we
okay.
could stay.
So,
You guys know cave now. From here,
it's the red sand.
It'd be about a 10-minute regular paced walk to get out.
I'm going to. I'm still going to be a
Vitrakaz
guard. Yeah.
Okay.
Vitrakaz guard. And I'm just going to stand watch on the cave system.
Okay.
From where we, you know, were captured. Just to see if I can just watch and see if there's any guards coming.
Okay. Sounds good. And we all know what Alton's doing.
And his passive perception is terrible, so I don't think he notices the rest of the party running.
Go ahead and make your investigation check to see how efficient you are at piling the treasure in.
Investigation, you said?
Mm-hmm.
17?
17. Okay. You gather another 550 gold.
Nice.
Ooh. Jeez.
That's a good start.
As far as everyone else who's leaving, do we notice Alton hanging about and Arden being...
Make a perception check.
Got it!
Sorry, I'm using my phone, so it's a little hard to navigate. 25.
25? I would say you notice them pretty easily.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just seeing me shovel it into my bag as much as I can.
I shout over my shoulder, "We need to get out of here or we're all going to die because I don't know if that dragon's going to come back and I'd rather not be dragon food." And I just walk out with that.
I follow.
I will disguise myself as a Vitrakaz.
And keep shoveling.
And keep shoveling. Okay.
Make another investigation check.
Oh my gosh. This is so bad. Natural 20.
Oh my goodness.
Nice. What is it, the total up to?
24.
Okay. You get 1,200 gold.
What the? Okay, maybe seeing all the gold he's getting, I might go and help him.
I think my bag's getting really full. Let's see.
Yeah, all the weight.
Ooh, I can carry 9 more pounds. And I can still dump stuff.
I can carry 70 more pounds.
How much time is passing?
You can carry more, you just get slowed down.
Right. How much time is passing, though?
I'd say you're probably like 5 minutes as you've been shoveling stuff in.
Okay.
The rest of the party's already gone off without you guys.
I'm waiting for Ryan.
Okay.
Or Ryan. Sorry, Alton.
Okay. So, as you guys are shoveling, as you're shoveling gold in, Arden is keeping an eye on you. You see about a dozen kobolds come in from this direction, and 2 Vitrakaz coming as well. And they see you shoveling gold, see you standing guard, and see no dragon. And they attack.
What? Even though they both look like Vitrakaz?
Oh, they're shoveling gold. That's okay. A big no-no.
I'm not shoveling
gold.
Just
making
gold. Sure. You're
we broke the rules.
You're watching.
True.
Roll initiative.
Great. It's not terrible.
I'll have all of you roll initiative, too, for this.
Where are the rest of us?
I was going to say, have we gotten far enough away that we can't
I would say
see
you're
them?
Not super far at this point.
Okay. Probably somewhere over here.
You're 50 turns away.
You've run a mile already.
I don't know, I'm pretty slow today. I got a 0.
Oh, nice. Ooh. All right, Rainer, what's your initiative?
7.
Nice. I thought you were going to say 17.
So
12.
Nice. Shrew, nice a 0?
0.
All right. Ooh. Mossy?
19.
Arden?
15.
Seth?
8.
Beautiful. Oh, this is just how I wanted it to go. Except, you know, I wasn't expecting you to be abandoned by your party. All right.
That's right. We've got magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could go invisible.
Okay.
Leave you.
So up first is this swarm of kobolds.
They're easy to kill though.
So. Were you stand? How close were you standing to Seth? I imagine you're like up here.
Yeah,
I wasn't like...
You'd be like back
I
here?
I was more standing guard next to the... Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, where's the kobold?
I wasn't right next to him. Should have been, but well.
That makes sense.
Are the kobolds in multiple hordes, just for...
All kobolds are hordes. They represent four.
Great.
Okay.
Nice.
Easy pickings.
You got fireball.
Hey, we got XP.
Oh, well,
we're gonna get all the XP from this.
Out on the field.
I'm sorry.
Well, I have a very heavy bag of gold I could swing at.
Are you proficient
like
in?
Puzzle,
are you proficient in bag of gold?
It's gold.
It's an improvised weapon.
Does that mean you have to share
I
with
think
me?
We should change your name to...
proficient in Sack of Doorknobs.
Oh, gosh, what's that
Does
guy's
that
name?
Pocahontas?
Sack of Doorknobs? Really? That's amazing.
No, the that dude in Pocahontas who's, like, obsessed with gold.
Oh, yeah, like the governor, right?
Yeah.
I don't know
Can't
what his
name
is.
Ratcliffe?
Ratcliffe. Yeah, you are now Ratcliffe.
See how I glittered.
All right, so... These kobolds... come rushing up to Arden and their speed
counterspell on their walking
10, 15 20 25 30 5 10 15 20 25 30
no
10 15 20 25 30 okay so that first group is going to hit you with their spears
no
Stubble coming up.
Yes.
And they probably miss. Six isn't gonna hit, is it?
No.
And then these two groups take out their slings and fire at Ultimate. 15 to hit.
Nope. Just misses.
Yes.
Okay. The other one will miss too. So Kaiji? What is your... Go ahead and make a perception check for me.
I was going to say, what can I see and or hear from my current location? So that's 15. I think it's a plus 7 or something.
Okay.
That'd be 22.
You can hear this easily enough. You hear the shouting in Draconic of definitely Kobold and Vitrakaz voices.
Little angry things.
Anguished cries and pissed off cries back behind you guys. And I'd say it'd probably take you, with a dash action, probably 2 turns to get back into the mouth of the main cave.
Well, in that case, I'll use feline agility, which means it'll take me...
You can do 180 feet if you use all your actions.
That's true,
yeah, so
I can!
I think you'd be back in here.
If I use my rogue and my feline and my this and my that, but it takes all of my movement to get back in the room.
How far in?
She'd probably be pretty close to Arden.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
What? Oh my goodness, I never knew Kaiji could run so fast.
So she books it, and the you three, Sharu, Rainer, and Asara, you're like,
currently
oh,
still
shit.
Invisible. I haven't dropped invisibility
oh.
yet.
Oh.
I mean, I'm going to shoot my bow next turn. So
did you warn them at all?
Go down. Warn them?
These three.
No. So I might
all right. Sounds good. Sounds
did you
good.
Breeze?
The R2-D2 scream down the hallway.
Okay. Let's see what this spell does.
Thanks a lot, Seth. We could have gotten out unseen.
Well, I didn't have any money and I needed some.
That's true. We're like perpetually like broke.
I'm still broke. This money's not going anywhere. It's like your bottomless hole. I actually don't have any.
You don't need to split it with the party because we're coming to save your butt.
Okay. So you, Brad, I need to have you make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Same with you, Kaiji.
Man out.
Fireball!
10.
Hold up, I gotta look at my things. 13.
13? Okay. So Arden fails, you succeed, so you are knocked prone. You take 2 bludgeoning damage, okay. Kaiji, and you take 4 bludgeoning damage, Arden. So as you are standing there, a tremor is felt underneath you, and the ground begins to crack and shake, and you collapse into that earth a little bit, Arden. And this Vitrakaz moves ever so slightly forward. Now we are on to Arden.
I cast Major Image.
Okay.
The dragon's back.
The dragon is back.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting. Interesting.
How big is the dragon?
Just big.
Bigger.
Huge.
So that's, what, 15 feet?
15 by 15?
Yeah.
No,
so I can do...
Yeah.
I can do a 20-foot... cube of... Yeah, in a 20-foot cube makes something, okay. So I can make the whole dragon and have him roar.
Okay.
And,
Is it just an image?
No, it's a major image. Is I can do sound heat,
dang.
Cold.
Okay, what is their DC they need
sound
to make?
Sound.
To perceive...
Wait, what?
Saving throw.
Oh, it's my check against spell DC. It says investigation.
Okay. And what should the DC?
Good question. That's 15.
15? Okay. Alright, so that one would be a fail. That one would be a fail. That one would be the fail.
So I can have a speak, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'd have a peer and just say stop in Draconic. Or yell.
Okay. So all the kobolds just immediately just start bowing. But the Vitrakaz look from it to you.
Son of a gun.
Do Kaiji and I have to save?
Or? Still invisible. Oh, for the
dragon?
Like, do we think Urumdeen just came back?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and make a save.
Well, it's an investigation.
Oh, no. It's a 12.
I got a nat 20 on whatever we're rolling. So, is it investigation?
Yeah.
Is it wisdom of Arden's inner workings?
Physical interaction with the image reveals it to be an illusion because things can pass through it. A creature that uses its action to examine the image can determine...
Okay, so it has to be an action.
...that it is an good illusion note. With a successful intelligence...
Thank you for clarifying.
...investigation check.
Okay, so that is up. And as all this is going on, you see another Vitrakaz come through with... 3 more swarms of kobolds.
Oh my goodness. There's so many.
This was so worth it, guys.
And, Asar, you are up.
I hear quite a bit of ruckus coming from the other side.
You would hear a roaring dragon.
You do hear that roar, easily enough.
Oh. Do you think we should just cut our losses and we just...
That yell stops.
Those idiots! Oh no. They're dead.
Cleric starts muttering last rites.
Shall we go try to save them? I'm going to bless the 3 people that are here. So me, the turtle, and Raina.
The turtle, thank you.
The turtle person.
The turtle, yes.
It was like testoid or something like that.
Something like that. I'm going to double that, so you are blessed for 2 minutes.
Oh, sorry, on my action I would have gotten up. I mean, on my turn, sorry.
Would you have done it before or after you cast the spell?
Before.
Okay, you would have taken an attack of opportunity.
To get up?
Is that, I can't remember. It is in, like, a lot of things. I can't remember if you get attack of opportunity for standing up. Okay, never mind.
No, it's only
you're right. I'm thinking video game logic.
No, yeah, for standing up, no. I'm not moving, but I'm just... Yeah.
Half your movement to get up, that's all.
Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm up.
And Asaw is going to move... But be crouchy, stealthy. I want to try to go around the corner to see what's going on without being revealed.
You see Urogdin in all his glory, standing over Arden and this group of kobolds and Dytrakaz.
I wanted to have basically, sorry, the dragon would be like kind of in a protective stance for me.
Okay.
So he'd be like protecting me and Arden, or Alton.
Okay.
Can't even spell you right.
Even you.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sorry. Okay.
Anything else you're doing, Azar?
Oh no, I'll let them handle it.
Okay. After Azar comes in and observes, another Vitrakaz comes streaming in with, what's that number? 24 more kobolds.
Jeez.
No, fireball spell is sounding real good right now.
Yeah.
And
we should have ran when we had the chance.
Up next is Seth.
Well, the dragon's back. It's between me and the exit, right?
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to run and dash around, like, this way and around it to try to start getting over to the exit.
Okay.
And I'm shitting my pants.
Are you running through the dragon?
No, because I'm just trying to go around.
Because he hasn't rolled his investigation, he doesn't know that it's not.
No, I'm using my action to just run more, not to investigate.
That is fine.
Yeah, because they can't attack if they're going to investigate it.
Correct.
Unless they have more than one action.
Yeah, right there.
Ah, yes. Hide behind the pillar, you coward.
Hey, I got 60 feet.
Okay. After you is Raynor.
Okay, so I'm going
and I'm
to
just
kind of
go, Ronnie's back!
Move up right behind this salt so I can peek out. And just going to curse loudly. Alton, you... Oh, okay. words not coming to me at the moment, but I will curse you out later. You guys have 6 seconds to get the hell over here, and I'm going to cast Spike Growth.
Okay.
And so it's going to be 20-foot radius, and I'm going to center it back behind about here so that it gets this first group of kobolds.
Okay.
And basically would get everyone right there.
Okay. Because there is an attack going on, would it be fair in your guys' mind for me to give them advantage on an investigation against his spell?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
where's the spike growth?
Would they have seen him casting it?
They would feel it.
Oh, they would definitely see the spike growth because it's happening in an area that they can see. Mm-hmm. So they know the spike growth is happening. They probably, because of where I would cast it, would see that it would go through the dragon.
Okay. Good to know. So I will give them advantage.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
I mean, it's a great idea. We had no idea you were doing it.
Okay.
Does it go through?
We get two more.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the dragons.
Yeah.
I can move it so that it.
Does
it?
Oh, too late for that.
But yeah, right now, if it appears.
And
so
Shrew,
the dragon, oh, I see. Take up the appears in the dragon's radius.
I run back and follow. Does it take my action to get back there?
Because I forgot that I said it would take you two, so I'll just let you do it.
Okay. I'm going to get back there, see the horde of kobolds, see the dragon. I'm going to cast Fireball.
At what?
The center of the kobolds.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
See the spike growth? That.
Yeah. So this is that.
Where are you targeting, and what's its radius?
Radius is... Fireball area is 20-foot radius.
40 feet.
40 feet. So I'm going to center it. Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20. Make sure I get those guys in the back. So about right there.
5, 10, 15, you wouldn't 20. Be able to see there.
How far, where can I see?
I'd say you could probably see probably around here.
Okay, so.
And.
Right there.
Okay.
So 5, 10, 15. Out to these. So these two would be safe. 5, 10, 15, 20. So these guys would get all of it. Oh. Hold on a minute. 5, 10, 15, 20. So I'll let you determine those
goals. Okay. I'd say this one in the back would probably not be affected, but everything else would be.
How many D6s is that?
Would you like some
D6s? Yes, please.
All right. So essentially everything but three?
Yeah.
Four? Mm-hmm.
Everything but four? Four, six. I need two more.
11.
Can I borrow two of your D6s, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I stole them.
Go for it.
Yeah. Well, these ones separate because they're not metal.
Take me a second. It's a big horde.
And the save is Dex
15.
Okay. And the dragon starts river dancing. Okay, so. There's a lot of kobolds. Yes. 10, 11. And now the Mitrakaz. Those would both be fails.
I think that's a many.
Oh, not after a fireball. All right.
What's been the ratio of successes and fails?
The kobolds are 11 that had to make save. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the swarms saved.
Okay.
Still half damage, though. So, 2, 4, and they do not get a dex save, so that's only one save. And 6.
And you are blessed, so you can add it. D4, just
okay.
Just on top of it.
So, five of the kobold swarms saved, two of the Vitrakaz saved.
Okay, 33 total damage. So the ones that's saved is 16.
Okay, so all but five of the kobold swarms, except for those outliers. So four of the outliers live, but five of them live. The rest die, and then. The Vitrakaz, four of them die.
Wow.
Good.
Wow.
That was sweet. Get out of here, you fools! The dragon's back!
Yeah, that's why I ran. I didn't know we were attacking.
Okay. Well done, Mr. Turtle. I mean, turtle person.
Kayla came up with a good word for it. I need to remember it.
Tortuga.
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 wild crats, yeah.
You've been watching PBS Kids, haven't you?
All right.
Torticus Deathicus.
So, the remaining kobolds...
form new hordes.
Are... I'm going to say...
Piss their pants and run.
We'll give them an investigation. They succeed. They know that this is an illusion.
So basically after they see it, they can see through it.
Mm-hmm.
Once they know that it's an illusion, and they can, it's just like...
It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm. You know.
And they move closer to you, and so does this Vitrakaz.
Okay. Each one of them takes
Oh, that's
right. 4 points of piercing damage for every 5 feet, and they also have okay. half movement.
Those two more kobolds die. And how much did you say the half damage was? 16?
16.
Okay. The Vitrakaz is still alive. Man, well done. Well done, people. I was expecting like a lot more branching out before a fireball hit. Okay. Kaiji, you're up.
I'm trying to decide if I'd investigate the dragon or just start running, because it's, 15 feet from me. So I think I might do the same as Alton and just run 60 feet in the other direction.
You run in, you see it, run back. Run back to that.
You can't like cartoon thing where you're just backpedaling and it's like kicking up dust.
I thought you can't.
I can't use feline agility again until by his
I thought your speed is reduced to zero.
I can go invisible and just run.
Maybe not. I'm just going.
So you can get back to here.
You cannot use
until you move 0 feet on one turn. Oh, okay.
I can only run 60 feet.
Okay. Plus, I've also given you a pretty good
you can get
buffer between.
So what are you doing? I'm sorry.
I'm running because the dragon's was 15 feet away from me.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, I'm just, killing my army. up next is Arden.
Wow, that took up a lot.
Fly, you fool!
There's one right in your face, though. Oh, God.
Maybe this mates. Burning also hands and run. In the midst of
invisible and run.
Yeah, I don't have burning.
You know, when I created this, it said it was a deadly encounter.
Oh, it definitely is in the right circumstance. No, it definitely would be.
If we didn't use two area spells at the same time.
Yeah, I'm just gonna cast invisibility on myself.
Yep.
And then that drops the illusion.
Okay.
Oh, really? It drops the major image, yeah.
Oh, it just disappears?
So the dragon just disappears.
You're up.
And then I'm running.
Oh, I'm sorry.
30 feet.
Okay.
I mean, I think technically the guy would still get an attack opportunity.
But it's disadvantage. Advantage.
Okay.
Technically, yes.
You and the dragon probably not gonna disappear at the same time.
Hard one to the channel. There's like a 10.
What's going on?
No, the dragon took a Arden with him.
Arden, no!
It'd be funny if the Vitrakaz did a counter spell on me. That'd be funny.
Now that most of the party is reunited, I'm going to start running towards the door.
Okay. I assume you all are booking it at this point.
Yes.
Okay. We will end the combat then. go ahead and take. Let me just go back here.
Just so I could throw a scorching
write
ray
this down.
At the nearest ones.
You each get 500 experience.
Yay!
Actually, is there any like gold or diamond or anything on the way out?
Oh, boy.
You'd have to make an investigation check, but, odds of getting anything are pretty low at this point.
Yeah, all right, let's just run.
Okay, so we are now moving into the chase. So you guys, as you are running, you begin hearing this horde of kobolds coming through where you just were. By the sounds of it, probably hundreds.
Oh, gosh.
And let me get back to my details here.
They have a cave troll.
So
we need to find a very narrow bridge to bottleneck them.
So as your bags are weighed down by the new coin you have commandeered, you hear the sound of anguished cries from the cavern entrances, and you hear this horde of hundreds of kobolds and Vitrakaz. The light behind you that was going in the columns just vanishes. So now you're in just pitch black darkness.
I'm going to pull up my lantern as we run.
Okay. And so you guys know the direction you're heading to get out. You hurl yourselves down the tunnel path. And along the way, more kobolds and vitrakaws begin to appear from side tunnels, barring your way. So what we're going to do is, well, let me finish this part. You hear at your backs the murderous minions of Uragdeen, and you realize your only option is to press through the new threats at your front. So the next leg of the escape...
Wait, I'm sorry. Uragdeen is bad?
His minions.
His minions. Oh, okay. Sorry.
The next leg of the escape is going to be a series of combined arms attack rolls. A competing roll will be made against the opposing group's attack to stop your progress. On a success, you cut through enough forces to keep going. On a failure, they damage you as a group, split equally among the party, or as you see fit, and hinder your progress. So, everyone make a d20 roll with whatever spell or weapon you want to add. Just one. You don't get to add both if you are dual wielding. Just one.
Wait, I don't...
Roll a d20.
Okay.
And then pick a spell or a weapon and add your bonus.
Well, what if my spell's only just... It targets one, not...
That's fine. It's a combined arms roll. We're not doing damage to anything.
Okay.
Casting a Scorching Ray. Got a 14.
14? Okay. So we'll add them all together here. So 14. What'd you get, Brad?
16.
18.
12.
23.
22.
Nice. So you see another dozen kobolds come in, led by one Vitrakaz. You guys cast your spells. The Scorching Rays hit. You lash out with your weapons. You hear the crack of Raynor's whip, and these kobolds and Vitrakaz just drop dead. Not all of them would fall, but you just push through, moving on down this tunnel. You swerve and maneuver. As the horde behind you continues to scream and chase. All of a sudden, another tunnel opens up, and another group of Vitrakaz come in, about a couple of dozen. So 24 altogether, and then... not Vitrakaz, I'm sorry, kobolds. And then some more Vitrakaz as well, leading them. Go ahead and make another combined arms roll.
If I crit, does that do anything?
Not in this case.
Of course
helps,
it doesn't.
Just helps the roll.
Okay. What'd you get, Alton?
18.
18, okay. Arden?
22.
Nice.
27.
Nice.
10.
Nice.
19.
Okay.
17.
Nice.
Flame. So it also sheds light.
Okay, awesome. So you see a flash of light sear up as kobolds go burn out of the way. You see Kaiji just slash through the necks of a dozen different kobolds all at once. And the other effects that you guys use just drop them dead. You continue to push through as you hear the anguished cries of hate and rage behind you.
I think we pissed them off.
another tunnel, you continue to move down. You know you're getting close to the exit. It's not too far from here. But at the end, just before you leave, you see probably 32 kobolds. And another set of Vitrakaz. Go ahead and make one last combined arms roll.
Nice.
It was at 17, and then it bounced off.
Okay. What'd you get, Alton?
14.
14?
15.
15?
12.
12?
10 again.
10?
And 27.
Nice.
Yes.
10.
Nice. Okay. So, you guys, again, just eager to escape from this, crash through. Raynor leads the way with his whips blazing. He just rips the flesh from a Vitrakaz and throws it against other kobolds, knocking them prone while the rest of you begin hacking away at them. And you clear a path through to the exit. So as you break through this force of kobolds and Vitrakaz, you feel yourself growing anxious by the increased numbers you see rushing against at the front and the great horde you hear at your back. Just as your anxiety reaches its pinnacle, a ray of hope shines around the corner as light breaks through the darkness and the cavern exit is seen up ahead. You rush out, feet pounding against sand. You begin to lose your footing as the loose surface slows your progress. You hear the horde directly behind you.
Because it's his preferred drink.
You interrupted my monologue!
You got me
monologue. You have disadvantage for the rest of
the night. So you begin to lose your footing as the loose surface slows your progress. You hear the horde directly behind you at the mouth of the cave, and the cries of pain and agony break out as you see hundreds of kobolds stop abruptly as they enter the sunlight. They curse your names for a moment before quickly retreating back inside.
The red sand.
They curse your race.
I was yelling behind us the whole time. Remember, we're the red sand.
Tell all your friends.
The Vitrakaz around them look angrily out at your exhausted party. They stand in silence before slowly retreating back, in unfazed by the sunlight. A single figure remains standing, watching, clutching the throat of a struggling kobold. It raises its blade towards each of you in turn, then severs the head of its victim, then drinks from the neck of the lifeless dragonling, its ichor falling down its arms and torso. It then tosses the head at you all before retreating back inside. And that is where we will end tonight's session.
Jeez.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
That's
well,
a happy note.
I don't.
How
were
far
we just
away?
Cursed? I feel like we were cursed. We were voodoo.
Hey, it's Ryan, or Seth, or Alton, or Dugan, or Edom, or Ruga, or something. Reach out on Facebook or Instagram and let us know what you think. Also, if you like poorly generated subtitles, check out our episodes on YouTube.